You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, November 30th.
Yeah, we needed a runner better and more accurate. And we had some issues there we've got to take care of. And whether it's the play or the call at that time or the actual blocking part of it. So we've got to tighten that up because the defense that they are playing, they're giving you that opportunity to do that.
The Chiefs didn't exactly execute a flawless game plan in Week 12 against the Los Angeles Rams, but they still walked away with the victory. Only scoring on one of six red zone trips isn't exactly what you want to see, but Kansas City's offense was a little undermanned. They didn't have Kadarius Toney, and Mecole Hardman was on IR. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster was being eased back in after missing that game due to a concussion, and it's also fair to assume the Chiefs just had a hard time maybe getting up for this game with the Week 13 contest against the Cincinnati Bengals coming up on Sunday. This Cincinnati team is the one that beat the Chiefs twice last season, one late in the regular season, and the game that everybody in Kansas City would like to forget as the Chiefs fell to them 34-31 in the overtime AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. We think it is safe to say the Chiefs had this one marked on their calendar when the schedule came out in the summer. Now, we know for a fact the Chiefs will not have Hardman or Clyde Edwards-Helaire available for this game. Both are on injured reserve. The injuries to keep an eye on ahead of Week 13 are safety Juan Thornhill, Toney, and left guard Joe Tooney, who all missed last week's game. The Chiefs stayed busy this week on the free agency market, though, signing former Raiders wide receiver Bryan Edwards and former Broncos running back Melvin Gordon to the practice squad. Some depth for the Chiefs with the skill position injuries piling up. The Bengals expect star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase to be available this week against the Chiefs for the first time since suffering a hip injury in Week 7. They should also see the return of running back Joe Mixon, who sat out last week's game due to a concussion. We'll have the latest injury report for you later today right here at arrowheadpride.com.
You know, we're playing a number of young guys. You know, we're anticipating things to get better. We've gotten better in some areas, so we'll keep working through it. As far as the returner thing goes, I've been through that before. Again, I'm not going to put that on Sky. We've asked him to learn that and go in there and do it. And, you know, we gave him a second chance to do it, and it didn't work out as well as we hoped, but we'll figure it out and we'll get it right. And Dave, he's as good as there is. So we'll get things straightened out there.
The Chiefs come into this game against the Bengals winners of five in a row, not having lost a game since their Week 6 game against the Buffalo Bills. The Bengals have won three in a row after starting the season a little slow, but they've really hit their stride offensively in recent weeks. That could be a problem, considering they've done that without their most talented offensive player in wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Chiefs fans will remember the regular season matchup last season when Chase exploded for 266 yards and three touchdowns. Kansas City did a better job slowing Chase down in the playoff game, but he still got them for 54 yards and a score. They'll also have another receiver in T. Higgins to manage, and though Higgins didn't torch the Chiefs in the regular season, he did get 103 yards in the AFC title game. All of this is to say, this is a matchup where the Chiefs can rarely afford mistakes like the special teams blunders that have piled up this season. The Bengals are getting back arguably their biggest star, and maybe even bigger than quarterback Joe Burrow, and they are in the middle of a heated AFC North race with the Ravens. The Bengals look like a playoff team, They do need this AFC matchup a little more than maybe the Chiefs even do at this point in the season. So Kansas City probably needs to show up with their absolute A game on Sunday.
Yeah, Justin, again, he looked like he caught the ball fairly easy back there and comfortable. We'll see. I haven't met with Tobe on it yet, but we'll see where we go moving forward with it. But he seemed to be a pretty good catcher back there.
The special teams issues this season have largely been put on Sky Moore's struggles to field punts, but Dave Tobe's unit just has been kind of bad and underwhelming this year. Chiefs have been burned by fake punts twice. They forced a clearly unhealthy Harrison Butker to return to action, watching him struggle for several weeks. And then they continued to roll with Moore on punts, knowing he was a liability. Now, at least Butker seems to have turned the corner on his injury, but Tobe deserves some more blame here for continuing to put Moore back there when it's something he's never really done in football, even at the collegiate level. Veteran Justin Watson, in all likelihood, will be taking up the return duties for the Chiefs special teams. He's at least been reliable catching the football, which is what the Chiefs and their fans have wanted to see for a long time here.
Yeah, so he's working hard at getting back, and we are being cautious with it. And we'll see how he does this week as we go forward with it. But we're going to try not to bring him back and then have any setbacks after that. We don't want to go through that. So we'll see. We'll just see how it goes. Probably Pete is probably, I'd tell you, day to day, and we'll just see where he's at.
Kansas City would love for Kadarius Toney to be their punt returner the rest of the way, and they'd love for him to get involved in the offense, but Toney has to stay healthy. After missing most of the regular season with the Giants due to a hamstring injury, he's sidelined once again with the same ailment. Hamstrings can be tricky and can linger throughout the year if not properly healed before returning to action. Look at Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen, for example. We aren't overly optimistic Toney returns to the field this week, as the Chiefs generally err on the side of caution with these things. So Toney time might have to wait, and the Chiefs will have to get this win without him.
Yeah, listen, it's an honor, first of all, to have an opportunity to coach here, just like it is for you guys to write about the Chiefs. I mean, it's a great place to be, and it's a great time. So the main thing is, when you're sitting in the seat I'm sitting in, is you got to keep winning, right? So you don't sit back and rest on those things, Matt. I mean, you've been around me, and I'm kind of, okay, that's great. Let's go on to the next one. And the next one ends up being the most important one. So that's where we're at. But I don't want to slight the fact that it's, a lot of you guys are from Kansas City and proud of it. And so that's it's great to have a winning program.
In Week 12, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid secured his 10th consecutive winning season here in Kansas City. It's a remarkable accomplishment when you consider the state of the franchise before Reid took over in 2013. They've accomplished things an entire generation of Chiefs fans had not seen before. They finally saw the Chiefs secure a playoff victory with Alex Smith, then finally drafted a first-round quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, and after 50 years, won a Super Bowl. With Mahomes, they are on another unprecedented run of winning, and it started with Big Red in 13. Let's hope the Chiefs continue their winning ways this week against the Bengals, en route to hopefully another Super Bowl berth this season. As for us, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, November 30th. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's the Great British Chiefs Show with our first deep dive on this week's matchup against the Bengals. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.